we've spent the last 10, 11 days here trying to get to know Chip Kelly, what he's all about, his football philosophies, how he's going to turn this Philadelphia Eagles team into a contender. So from time to time, we reach back into the world of college football and find out from those who have met Chip Kelly and know him very well, their perspective. So we welcome in from CBS, Mr. Bruce Feldman. Bruce, we thank you for taking some time today to join us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And I guess the first question is your reaction when you found out that Chip Kelly was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, it was interesting because it had been speculated on for so long that it was like almost a given that he was going to be leaving after this season that, you know, I thought he handled the post Fiesta Bowl game atmosphere pretty well by just saying, look, I'm going to listen. He was pretty blunt about it. And then, you know, a few days later, I had interviewed their athletic director, Rob Mullins, who I know pretty well, and he had told me, you know, we're delighted to have him, you know, staying. And one of the things that I think was a big factor, you know, was just how it's not easy to replicate the culture that they have at Oregon, and Chip Kelly was a big part of, and obviously, and elevating it. And then to find out, you know, not that long after, he's actually moving on. You know, it was a surprise given the road that it had taken. But having said all that, you know, I think that this is a guy who it's going to be really fascinating to see how he does. I kind of cringe when I hear a lot of, especially it's more NFL, you know, media who are saying, oh, Steve Spurrier failed. His system didn't work. So Chip Kelly, what he does, that's not going to translate. And I just don't think that if we've learned anything of what's happened in the last couple of years, whether it's some of the things Jim Harbaugh's done or some of the things the Washington Redskins are doing, you know, that system, you know, if you have a really sharp, smart coach who's very open-minded and very creative, you can succeed, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how Chip does up there.
Bruce, are you in the camp that says that Chip Kelly is a football savant, a genius, if you will?
I don't know if I would call anybody a genius, but I do think just from, you know, knowing a lot of college football coaches and being around a lot of guys, Chip is one of the smartest guys who was in football, period, whether it was college, pro, or at any level. You know, I remember the first time I really got to know him was at the I would go to the coaches convention every year, and Chip had just gotten to be the offensive coordinator at Oregon. And, you know, it's amazing when you think of where he came from. It wasn't like he was one of these guys. You know, Jim Tressel had been a really successful smaller school coach and then, you know, moved up. I mean, Chip was his you know, the rise in the last 7 years. I mean, he didn't just win big at Oregon. I mean, he put up staggering numbers there. And, you know, what he was able to do, I give Mike Bellotti a lot of credit because when he hired Chip Kelly, he was the lowest profile of all the names on there. There were a lot of easier, safer decisions he could have made, and he went that direction. And just from having been around Chip a lot, around his office and seeing how he runs things, he is a really, really sharp guy. Again, I don't want to call anybody a genius who's not, like, you know, curing diseases or anything,
sure.
But he's one of the sharpest football people I've ever been around.
You know, it's interesting, Bruce. I think when the day that Chip was hired, we all had this conception, this idea of the offense would be this pistol formation, spread wide open, all this. And Chip has repeatedly said that he coaches to fit the personnel. Did you see examples of that at Oregon? I mean, how adaptable was the offensive structure there?
Well, the one thing I would say is, you know, he walked into a system where, granted, they were running it before he got there with the quarterback some, but he walked into it, and I think either the first or second year, I think he played five quarterbacks, and they won with all of them. So it's, you know, he is a guy who I think he knows, you know, whether it's going to be this guy or that guy, it's going to, you know, I'm going to make it work. I mean, one thing that I would give him tremendous amount of credit for, you know, he got a lot of credit, rightly so, as a play caller and as a game planner. But I think for the structure that they brought during the week and that environment, you know, he did a really good job of keeping things on track and ramping up. You know, everyone talks about the tempo at practice and all of that and the environment. I think it's even more than that if you talk to guys who worked with him. been around him that were really struck by what he is able to do. Now, you know, if Nick Foles is his quarterback, and I like Nick and remember, you know, dealing with him through the recruiting process coming out of high school, you know, obviously he's not Dennis Dixon, he's not Marcus Mariota, but it would be interesting to see what he would do. But by the same token, you look at the dynamic athletic guys that are that you know, Chip inherited here, there's a lot to work with for him, and I'm curious to see what he will do with this, depending on who's his trigger man, because there's a lot of different stuff he can do. You know, the quarterback, and I just did a long story talking to Chris Ault, who's the guy who really created mm-hmm. the pistol, and really what Chris Ault did and what Chip did aren't identical. People like to lump them together, but they're really different. And one thing Chris Ault, though, did say is, if you have a running quarterback, you know, he believes you can't run it as much in the NFL with a quarterback like you can in college. By the same token, it's like if you run it, you know, three or four or five times a game, that threat is such a factor for the defense to have to deal with. You don't need to be, I mean, obviously it helps. You'd rather have, you know, who your quarterback is. You'd obviously rather him be a 4-4 guy than a 4-8 or 4-9 guy. But it's still the stress it puts on a defense. And I think those kind of things Chip will be able to take advantage of as he, you know, as he kind of gets settled in there.
So there's no way that we'll have a traditional drop back, Nick Foles drop back, and, you know, backs in the eye, back split kind of offense here.
I would not think that, but you know what? I wouldn't rule anything out with Chip Kelly. You know, I mean, I think he's going to find a way to, you know, I don't know if there'll be certain kind of window dressing that you'll see especially with the receivers and how dynamic those guys are and some of the stuff that I think, and Chip knows those guys, you know, from some of them he saw a lot of in college. So I think that's something that, you know, he'll be able to exploit. I just don't know. You know, I wouldn't expect this to look like the Washington Redskins, you know, from, you know, with the Hogs. Now, maybe there'll be some wrinkles into that. But, you know, I'll be curious to see what he does, because it's not going to be vanilla. That's one thing I would predict.
Bruce, do you feel that Chip will be a success given time, given the right pieces in place here?
I do. I think one of the things, and again, I don't want this to go, you know, I don't want to, you know, be, you know, the Spurrier comparison, what I think is the most off with it was, you know, Spurrier's way was a certain way, and Chip Kelly is all about football. I mean, he's not golfing, he's not doing other things, and I think that he will be committed to it. Now, will he have the immediate success that Jim Harbaugh had? I mean, I'm skeptical of that just because I think it's stunning what Harbaugh has done, but I do think he is that bright. He understands. I think what Chip is really good is he understands what he knows. He also understands what he doesn't know. And I think there's ways, not necessarily around it, but ways to work with it. And I think that he's, you know, I think he's going to have a offense that people will think more, they may think more of than what they're getting, kind of thing, if you're against it. And I think just the specter of, oh, we're coaching against Chip Kelly, not like anybody in the NFL is going to be intimidated by it necessarily. Well, maybe the Cowboys will, but I think he's going to look at it, people are going to look at it going, we're going up against this guy. We have to have this in the back of our mind because we think he does that. And I think that alone will be interesting to see how the NFL kind of manages his reputation. You know, it'll make other guys probably more of a threat than maybe they would initially be.
Yeah, I mean, I can honestly sit here and say, Bruce, that I don't know what to expect. I mean, I expect, you know what I really expect? I expect Chip to have an extremely open mind about how to win games from one week to the next. Is that a fair kind of assessment?
Yeah,
so far,
I mean, I think so. I think the only game where I felt like I, you know, and I've covered a lot of Oregon games and was around him quite a bit. The only game where I ever looked at it and said, ooh, Chip Kelly looks like he may be in over his head, or this is, you know, was actually his first game as a head coach. They played at Boise State, and Boise had a good team, was underrated as they usually are coming into a season. But I think one of the big issues, as I recall from that team, was the interior of the line. I think the center and the two guards were really inexperienced, and, you know, it was a rough go for them. And a lot of the stuff that I think they would have liked to have tried to do really just couldn't, they just couldn't make it work. And Boise really dominated at that time of it, and I think it just kind of snowballed. And like I said, that's a tough place to play. But almost every other time you looked at it and you'd see, you know, I think you have a team that, that kind of takes on his personality. Now, with 30-year-olds and 28-year-olds, it's a little different than it is with 19- and 20-year-olds. But, you know, keep in mind, as much as he won, a lot of times, especially on the defensive side of the ball and even with the linemen, it, you know, actually almost across the board, Chip Kelly beat, you know, the bigger profile schools, especially in the Pac-12, but other, you know, in bowl games as well, with guys that were the three-star recruits.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, a lot of these guys, the five-star guys were at USC, the five-star guys were at UCLA, or four-star guys, and he didn't have those. And I think, not to say that he didn't have any playmakers, because he did, but not to the level. And so I think when you consider that, I think you know that he's pretty good at kind of exploiting the stuff he does have to work with.
Well, needless to say, Bruce, it is exciting times here for the Philadelphia Eagles. We thank you very much for taking some time out and joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.